It is the power of the old ones, who are as old as this land and older even than that. You were born to inherit it, Will, when you came to the end of your 10th year.
And now, on the day of your birth, it is free, flowing, fully grown.
There's a circle of candle flames beside you there on the table.
Yes?
In your mind, choose one of those flames. Think of it, without even looking, think of it. And if you tell it with your mind to go out, then that flame will go out.
Do it. Now.
A sudden thick silence enveloped the room like velvet, and desperation rose in Will's throat as he saw them watching him.
I can't do this. I just can't. I know. I'll fail. I'll think of the big fire in the fireplace itself. There's no way that can be put out except by some tremendous magic that I can't possibly have. Go out, fire. Stop burning. Go out.
And the fire went out.
But how did I do that?
Look at me, Will Stanton.
The man's deep eyes burned like black candle flames, but there was compassion in them.
It's a little cold, Will. Might you warm us back up?
Come back, fire. Burn again.
Thank you, Will.
The gift is a burden, Will.
For the dark. The dark is rising.
The walker is abroad, and the rider is riding.
They have woken. For the dark. The dark is rising.
The dark is rising. That was what Will had felt last night, and that was what he could sense again now. The dark, the evil, surging and surrounding them in this great hall.
We are besieged, as you see. They're holding the great door shut from beyond.
Will? Is that you? Come and help me, Will. I'm hurt.
That's my mum. Mum? Why are you here?
Come to me. Something terrible has happened. The pain.
I'm coming, Mum.
Well, no, you mustn't move.
Will ran to the door, but in his haste he stumbled and knocked against one of the great candlesticks, and a sudden searing pain shot through his forearm. And on the other side of his arm he could now see the burn. It was the shape of a circle quartered by a cross.
The dark hopes to gain a hold over you while you're not yet grown into your full power.
And this is only the beginning of the peril, Will. Through all this midwinter season, their power will be waxing, not losing its high force until Twelfth Night.
Right now, we must free you from the circle of dark power that they've drawn around this room. We must open the doors and escape together.
Now, Will, listen to me. You must be on your guard against anything. They have failed with one emotion. They will try to trap you through another now.
But it must not be fear. Remember that, Will. Never fear them.
Never fear them.
The powers of the dark can do many things, but they cannot destroy those of the light. Not unless they gain a final dominion over the whole earth.
Faster and angrier came the sound, and as Will listened, his skin crept and grew damp.
Now, stand by the circle of light. Stand with your back to the table. Come on, take our hands. Speak the spell together, for it is a joining they cannot break.
When the dark comes rising, six shall turn it back. Free from the circle, free from the trap.
Fill your mind with the flame, Will. Fill it. Together, we can do more than you can ever imagine.
See the fire growing like a tree and strike with it.
The fire lashed out, hit the doors, and they began to open, revealing the way to escape. But then, in the distance, the silence and the dark, suddenly a pale figure appeared.
The pain! Oh. No. They've got me, Will!
Can't you hear? They've got my mother.
Please,
I have
come.
To go!
Don't go, Will. That is not your mother. It's the dark.
I have to help her.
Oh, God, no!
But it was too late. Will broke the circle, ran to the doors, which slammed shut, and the dark shrieked in triumph beyond them.
Foolish!
Will stood alone, giddy, holding his head, a strange ringing thrumming in his ears. He saw Merriman seizing the doors, shaking them with the strength of both arms. The doors did not move, and Will felt a force dragging him down.
I can't open the doors!
But in his state of trance, Will's mind suddenly became aware of a strange music, and he knew instantly it came from the lady. She was speaking to him. He looked back, dazzled. She was taller, brighter. A figure on an altogether larger scale, glowing with a haze that he knew came from a vast inner power.
Madam, no. Oh, please take care.
The tall, glowing form that was and yet was not the old lady moved forward in the darkness towards the great doors. Silence, and the air was cold, and as Will watched, her luminous figure faded away like smoke that grows thinner and thinner until it cannot be seen at all.
The lady's gone, Merriman.
Will felt a desperate loss.
The dark has taken her, and it's my fault.
Stop this, Will.
What's happened to her?
The lady is beyond their power. She's gone away for a time, that is all. The dark could not destroy her. But it has drained her, has left her like a shell. Now, quickly, Will, we must move. Thanks to her, we are safe. Now we can pass through the doors once more. Come! Come! Come!
And once the doors had closed behind them, they vanished. And Will found himself back crunching in the snow-drowned landscape into which he had walked from his house early that morning, but a world ago.
Merriman?
What?
It was my fault, wasn't it?
Yes.
If I hadn't run forward when I saw the doors, if I'd not broken the circle...
Yes. But it was their doing, Will, not yours. They seized you through your love and your hope.
I've lost the lady. I have lost the lady.
Will, I was angry. Forgive me. The force pushing against the doors was the full midwinter power of the dark. But take heart. At the proper time, the lady will return.
Merriman pulled the hood of his cloak over his head and led Will on through the deep drifts.
Listen, Will. You must understand this. We old ones are planted only loosely within time.
Among the great beech trees and oaks bare of leaves, until they paused in a clearing.
The great doors are a way through time in any direction we may choose. All times coexist, and the future can sometimes affect the past. So do you understand?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Well, then... Where are we now?
Hold on. This is Huntercombe Lane. My Huntercombe Lane. Hey, and over there's my house.
Yes, Will. You are back in your own world, in your own time.
And you're in it too?
Back again, with mixed feelings.
Where will you go?
About and round about. I have a place in this present time, just as you do. Go home now, Will. The next stage of the quest depends on the Walker, and he will find you. When his circle is on your belt beside the first sign, I shall come.
Will ran home, up the stairs and onto the landing, crossed to the central window and looked down once more. The ancient magical forest had disappeared. And there again were the familiar outbuildings surrounding the family house, the landscape of fields and hedges, and in the distance, Dawson's farm. Everything was as it was. And as he stood there, he could even hear himself.
James! Wake up, James! You have to see this! James!
Everyone! Wake up, everyone! Wake up!
All right, Will. Don't shout.
Bello?
Wake up, everyone. Wake up, everyone. Wait, I mean, it is a holiday, for goodness sake.
What?
Never mind. You could forgive Will for wanting to wake us up early today. After all, he has a good reason. Happy 11th birthday, Will!
Mum! Where's Mum?
I'm here, Will.
Mum! Oh, Mum, you're okay?
Of course I'm okay. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, Mum. I think I had a terrible dream.
Oh. Hey, you need some breakfast. Come on.
The dark. The dark is rising. Oh, the dark is rising. The dark is
the dark is rising.
Seit genau 2 Monaten streiken osteuropäische Lkw-Fahrer auf der Autobahnraststätte Gräfenhausen an der A5 bei Darmstadt. Sie fordern von ihrem polnischen Spediteur Masur insgesamt über 500.000 Euro ausstehenden Lohn. Weil der aber seit Wochen nicht reagiert, haben sich die Fahrer jetzt zu einem drastischen Schritt entschlossen. Sie treten in Hungerstreik. Rund 30 der insgesamt 84 Fahrer aus Georgien, Usbekistan oder Kasachstan beteiligen sich. Auch Shavkat, der kleine Usbeke, hat 3 Kinder und 4 Enkel, denen er seit Monaten kein Geld schicken konnte. Er sagt, er sehe keine andere Möglichkeit mehr als den Hungerstreik.
Мы собираемся оставаться на голодовке, пока нам наша компания не оплатит наши деньги. Будем стоять до конца.
Der 53-jährige Shavkat sagt, er bleibe so lange im Hungerstreik, bis der polnische Spediteur Masur zahlt. Er selbst sagt, ihm stünden 5.350 Euro für geleistete Arbeit zu. Verhandlungsführer der Fahrer ist der Niederländer Edwin Atema von der Internationalen Transportarbeitergewerkschaft. Er sieht den Hungerstreik zwar kritisch, er hätte ihn am liebsten verhindert. Atema meint aber, die Kunden von Masur seien jetzt in der Pflicht. Sie müssten einspringen und den ausstehenden Lohn direkt an die Fahrer zahlen. Das seien teilweise große deutsche Logistikunternehmen oder Automobilkonzerne. Aber die seien nicht dazu bereit, wiesen die Verantwortung von sich. Teilweise, so Atema, wollten sie gar nicht wissen, dass ihre Waren von den Lkw-Fahrern in Gräfenhausen transportiert werden.
So, wieso weisen diese Firmen das nicht? Und das meint auch, dass die Firmen die Verantwortlichkeit nehmen sollen, sonst sterben hier einfach Leute. Ne? Das ist wie Afrika hier. Leute sind komplett desperat, auch Probleme zu Hause. Das ist unglaublich. Das ist Europa 23 und dass Leute im Hungerstreik gehen.
Das sei Ausdruck ihrer Verzweiflung, sagt Atema. Die hungerstreikenden Fahrer sind seit 9 Wochen auf dem Parkplatz. Die einzige Reaktion des bestreikten Spediteurs bislang, er hat sie unter anderem wegen Erpressung bei der Staatsanwaltschaft in Darmstadt angezeigt. Hungerstreik. Damit haben sie alle natürlich keinerlei Erfahrung. Aber die etwa 30 Fahrer, die sich beteiligen, meinen es ernst. Sie haben in leeren Lkw-Anhängern ihre Matratzen ausgelegt, um diese Zeit gemeinsam zu überstehen. Shuhrat kommt aus Usbekistan, hat 4 Kinder zu Hause. Er gibt sich entschlossen. Ich habe keine Angst und fühle mich stark. Ich hoffe, dass ich den Hungerstreik durchstehe und dass am Ende alles gut wird. Dann schiebt er aber noch hinterher, dass er seiner Familie lieber nichts davon sagt, dass er beim Hungerstreik mitmacht. Und das ist bei vielen hier zu spüren. Ihnen ist etwas mulmig zumute, weil sie nicht wissen, was da auf sie zukommt. Auch der Georgier Wladimir macht sich Sorgen um seine 3 Kinder. Die jüngste Tochter sei gerade 4 Jahre alt. Er ist so verzweifelt, dass er streiken will, bis er sein Geld hat. Oder stirbt, sagt Wladimir. Nach 9 Wochen Streik wissen die Fahrer sich einfach nicht mehr anders zu helfen. Lars Hofmann, Autobahnraststätte Gräfenhausen.
Mörder, Himmelsfeger, Brausender, wie lieb ich dich! Sind wir zwei nicht eines Schoßes, eines Loses, Vorbestimmte ewiglich? Hier auf glatten Felsenwegen lauf ich tanzend dir entgegen, tanzend, wie du pfeifst und singst, der du ohne Schiff und Ruder, als der Freiheit freister Bruder über wilde Meere sprengst. Wer nicht tanzen kann mit Winden, fort aus unserem Paradies. Erster Morgenröten stürzt. Tanzen wir gleich Troubadouren zwischen Heiligen und Huren, zwischen Gott und Welt, den Tanz!
Verschiet. De geraamde dames staan stijf van haat en stuurs.
Er is continu vraag naar meneer Lyric in de straat.
De kleurling weet het. Weet het niet.
Weet het niet.
Hij rochelt op het schone van mijn niet.
Hij rochelt op het schone van mijn niet.
Er is vraag naar meer Lyric op de straat.
Er is vraag naar meer Lyric in de straat.
Ik weet het.
Ik weet het.
Maar ik ben helaas te laat. Te duur, te moeilijk, overal gehaat, omdat ik noem waar u zo hard op staat, de leugen van het schone in uw straat.
De leugen van het schone in uw straat.
Es ist nicht falsch und auch nicht wahr. O wilden Geist. Thank you.
Faites-en pour nous ce qu'il y a de mieux. Faites-en pour nous ce qu'il y a de mieux.
Oh, Echo-Box. Hello, everyone. I'm back. This is Echo Box Radio, Blueprints for a Blackout. And today we are going to have a special on Kolago music from northern Ghana. And I brought in Arnold de Boer to talk about it. The two tracks we just heard were by King Aishaba. And actually, that's the first Kolago music I heard about maybe 13, 14 years ago. And King Aishaba, yeah, he comes from, is it
Bongo Soy?
Bongo Soy, yeah. Anyway, the first track was called Modern Ghanaians, and it's from an LP at the time that was called Modern Ghanaians, released in 2006 on Pigeon Music. And the second track was called Don't Joke Your Father, and it was on an LP called Africa, which came out in 2008. And then Arnold wisely re-released it on his label. And so he's going to tell us a bit about King Aishaba. Especially this guy, Panji, who produced it. I'm curious about him. But tell me first about King Aishaba.
Okay. Well, thanks, Andy, for having me here on your show. It's great to do this special about Kolago music, Kolago power. Actually, in Ghana, they were not released on LP back then in 2006, 2007. When I was there in 2008, actually, there's a lot of cassettes still going on in the shops and CDs and LPs. I think that finished in West Africa. The LP business finished in the 90s, end of the 90s, I think. But I found these cassettes in the shop because I heard King Aishaba on the radio. He had a number one hit song that was on this Modern Ghanaians cassette or album, and I heard it on the radio. I thought, this is amazing. So I went to every little cassette shop in every corner of the street, went in, said, do you have the King Aishaba cassettes? And at most places, I just bought what I could because I wanted to bring them home for my friends, for you, and for everybody. Yeah.
And how did he end up? Did you get him to Holland the first night? How did he end up touring here?
Well, that's when Panji comes in. Like, Panji is the guy who started this Pigeon Music label, and he saw King Aishaba play, like sitting outside of a hotel on the streets in Accra, just playing his song on the Kolago, just like acoustic, as a young boy sitting on the street playing Modern Ghanaians, we are Modern Ghanaians. And he said, this is great. Who are you and where are you from? And they started to connect. He said, I want to hear more of your songs. Maybe we can make an album. I'll take you to my studio. We'll record. And that's how King Aishaba and Panji, as a producer and a label owner, started to work together. Mm-hmm. And when I was in Ghana setting up actually a studio for some other musicians in Medina outside of Accra, I thought, I have to find this guy, King Aishaba, and his music, because he should come and play in Europe. Everybody will like it. And then I connected to Panji. It was easy to reach him. It was like very hard to reach King Aishaba himself. And at the time when I was there, he was in Mali. So, finally I met Panji, went to his house where his studio was, and we spoke. And I said, well, can we arrange something? And he said, okay, I'll speak with King Aishaba. And then we met, and then we decided to do a tour, 2012. That was the beginning.
Great. You know, this... I noticed, actually, the first time my son saw him, Elio, when he was about two, he was watching him soundcheck, and then suddenly King Aishaba did this thing where he goes, Guy, Guy, with this other voice.
Yeah.
And Elio was like, whoa, like you could see that he was a bit scared as well. What is that? What is that Guy, Guy? Because it really sounds like a different voice coming out of him.
Yeah, that's what, Aishaba, I've heard him answer this question quite a few times, so I think I can more or less answer it for him. What he says is it's the voice of the animals that he got from his grandfather. His grandfather used to sleep in the forest when he was hunting, when he was out hunting, mm-hmm. and then in his sleep he would connect to the spirits of the animals, and he would take those voices, and then this was the voice that his grandfather used, and King Aishaba inherited that voice from his grandfather. Mm-hmm. So it's Yaba.
Fuba. What does Fuba mean?
Fuba. Fuba, actually, it comes with a lot of power, but it actually means relax.
Oh, and, the opposite. Okay, I'm going to play some solo Colago music, where this music comes from. By Prince Buju, which you also released on Macam.
It's actually one of the first times I was in Ghana. Back then, King Ishba was living in the had a house in the north of Accra, not Kanishi, and he started a bar there called the Africa Bar, and Prince Buju was always there. Colago player and amazing singer, and so I met him very often. And then in the night, when darkness comes, we would all sit around, and he was the one who would most often be the first one to pick up the colago and start just playing,
yeah.
and playing his songs, and really this sort of trance kind of thing. That it's more than King Ishma, maybe more a pop song a writer than and what I heard in Prince Buju's music was this sort of trance kind of thing, and that I thought it was amazing. And he had a cassette. And so at one point I collected his cassette and he sent me a few other tracks actually later when I was back in the Netherlands and we made this In the War album and put it out. I think that was already in 2013. Yeah. Yeah.